BJC's Leadership Institute is well underway. We have over 700 leaders who have gone through the leadership dialogue and are beginning their journey of professional development at BJC Healthcare. At the Leadership Institute, we have an opportunity to share our personal experiences in management, the lessons that we've learned from our collective experience, what has worked for us, what doesn't work, and how we approach our profession. We want each of our leaders not only to learn, but to explore what some people refer to as the unexploited headroom between where they are now as healthcare professionals and where they could be. What are the tools that each leader needs in order to advance professionally? What I like most about the Leadership Institute is that it doesn't necessarily force people up the ladder of development. There's a foundation level, which is the leadership dialogue, and it is that first tier, the foundation of professional coursework, didactic learning, interaction with fellow leaders across BJC Healthcare. At the next level up, each leader has an opportunity to pursue individual learning, individual experiential exposure to different areas of BJC Healthcare, whether that be in a classroom outside of the workplace or in different areas of where they work and different areas of what BJC is all about. And at the very top level, we really hope to be able to identify those leaders whose personal ambition and whose intellect and whose motivation and whose personalities are going to propel them forward in careers in healthcare management. Just last week, I had an opportunity to complete the first week of Six Sigma Lean Yellow Belt training. It was a wonderful opportunity for me not only to learn the tools of Six Sigma and Lean, but also to watch them being applied by leaders across all of BJC Healthcare. I met people from St. Louis Children's Hospital. I met people from Alton Memorial. And these were not just senior leaders or hospital presidents. These were directors. These were managers. In some cases, they were executive assistants, all trying to develop their skills, hone their talents, figure out new and better ways to improve processes across the full spectrum of BJC Healthcare activity. Some were working on improving the delivery of physical therapy services. Others were focusing on charge capture. Some were there to improve departmental processes. Some were there focusing on whole systems of care that cross departmental lines. What really was exciting for me was not just watching, but talking with, learning from, interacting with my fellow BJC leaders and understanding what their challenges are, how they're going to try and attempt to improve what they do, how they're going to exploit the headroom between BJC's current performance and what we could be as an organization.